a thrilling end to the hockey season in Plymouth, and more honors for one of the state's most decorated athletes. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid. What a weekend at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth as three schools captured MHSAA championships on the ice. Let's start with Division II. Byron Center avenged losses in the finals in 2021 and 2023 by knocking off Trenton 6-1 in the championship tilt. Senior forward Jackson Froisland netted a hat trick for the Bulldogs, who also defeated Saginaw Heritage in the semifinals. In Division III, Bloomfield Hills, Cranbrook Kingswood, and East Grand Rapids were knotted at 2 in the third overtime period. Let's hand it off to the NFHS Network's Joe Jason for the call.
Albers to take the draw for East Grand Rapids, Michael Horton for Cranbrook. Horton draws it on back. Rister. Goal! There's the winner! David Schmidt with his second, and Cranbrook, for the 19th time in 21 tries, wins the Division III championship. Heartbreak again for East Grand Rapids. This time in the third overtime, the goal coming at 4:26 of the triple overtime.
David Schmidt's overtime winner gives the Cranes a 3-2 win and their 19th hockey title. In Division I, for the third year in a row, it was Detroit Catholic Central in Brighton, and for the third straight time, DCC is victorious. The Shamrocks win a fifth straight D1 title and 18th overall by winning 2-0. For more on all the action from the ice, please check out MHSAA.com. It's time for Game Balls, when we highlight a trio of standout performances from the past week. First, Farmington United's Leah Hodge. The senior gymnast placed first overall at the Division I Gymnastics Finals, and she helped Farmington to a second-place team finish. Rockford's Haley Hill. She was first in Division II at the Gymnastic Finals and helped Rockford Sparta win a gymnastics team championship. And to Zeeland junior Owen Stevens, he defended his D1 swim titles in both the 200 individual medley and 500 freestyle.
For high school seniors, the matchup of the year isn't on the court. It's actually online. That's right. When you fill out the FAFSA, you know, the free application for federal student aid, you could also be eligible for thousands of dollars in additional money from the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. Now that's a matchup we can all root for. Get started today at michigan.gov/achievement. The Michigan Achievement Scholarship. It's a game changer.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with registered official Paige Winnie.
When watching a college or NBA game, the last 2 minutes of the game can seem like it takes forever, especially in recent years where more and more judgment calls made by officials are subject to instant replay. At the high school level, video is not used to make a ruling or confirm or overturn a call made during the course of the contest. The only time video review is used in basketball at the high school level is at the MHSAA semifinal and final games. In these games, video review can be used only to determine if a shot was released in time at the end of the fourth quarter or overtime, or if that shot was a 2-point or 3-point field goal attempt. The MHSAA believes that this very limited use of replay in these games at the very end of the tournament series in boys and girls basketball is the right call.
Thanks, Paige. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, please go to the MHSAA website now to register. Tyrone Wheatley graduated from Dearborn Heights Robichaud in 1991 after a stellar career in track and field, football, and basketball. And now, Wheatley will be inducted into the National High School Hall of Fame by the National Federation of State High School Associations. Wheatley will be the 10th inductee from Michigan. After high school, he went on to star at the University of Michigan and in the NFL, and is now the head football coach at Wayne State University. But it was on the track that Wheatley performed like no other. As a junior, he took first in 4 events, the first to do that and still one of only 2 to do it. He collected 40 of his team's 49 points that day, leading Robichaud to a Class B title. He followed that up as a senior, winning 3 events. Only an injury kept him from trying for a 4th. Wheatley will be inducted in July at the National Federation's summer meeting in Boston. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross, and we'll be back next week.